In this week's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Marston shares a story of one of his most memorable Christmas mornings and how its memory generates a good bit of Christmas stress.
The holiday season generates a lot of stress, and I'm usually immune to it until about midway through December, and then I fold. My main worry is that I'll disappoint someone by not doing the right thing or not giving the right gift, or not recognizing a gift I've been given in an appropriate way. The holiday season is important to my family, and I'm an integral part of their holiday. What's important to them should be important to me, and that puts me right in the mix. As a child, I was into component stereo systems. I would digest the Crutchfields catalog, looking at the receivers and the tape decks, the amps, the speakers. I'd put stars next to the ones I wanted. I knew the relevance of amps and ohms and which speakers would pair well with each stereo component. That was back when stereos were big and speakers were big. They sat on dressers or had their own racks. One year, I asked for a stereo receiver for Christmas. I guess I was about 13. I circled it in the Crutchfield catalog, and when my parents asked what I wanted, I gave them the catalog with the page marked. Christmas morning, I looked under the tree. I knew the size of the box the receiver would be in, and there was nothing there. It was a stretch gift for me, well out of the normal price range of my brother's and my normal gifts. I said nothing. At some point that morning, I opened a small box, and in it was a transistor radio. It fit in my hand. "It's a radio," they said. "It's the same thing as what you circled in the catalog." And they took a picture. When I see that picture today, that memory comes flooding back. On my face is a forced smile. I was so disappointed. My parents had no idea. My mother used to tell us the story of one of her most memorable Christmases. She was a young girl living in Montgomery. Her parents set up and decorated the tree after she and her brothers went to bed Christmas Eve. And on Christmas morning, she pulled her stocking down off the mantel. In it was an orange. And under the tree, she had one wrapped gift. It was a khaki skirt. The memory was alive in her as she told the story. How times have changed. Fruit and clothing as the only gifts for Christmas? My brothers and I would have called social services. We didn't get troves of gifts, but we got more than fruit and clothing. Which brings me to my house, my kids, and gifts for them. It's hard to tell four kids between the ages of 12 and 17 they should be grateful for whatever they have, and that true joy is in recognizing they already have everything they need, that wanting and needing nothing is far superior to a long Christmas list. But that's folly. Giving them something small that will fit in their hand, like a new phone, would send them over the moon. And once again, I'll have succumbed to the Christmas stress. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.